Withering mounds of snow line the streets and crowd parking lots across the island. They shrink by the hour, freezing, and eventually melting into the bays and rivers. Those piles are the remainder of Unalaska's first major snowstorm of the season, a storm that brought with it heavy snowdrifts, a surge in snow shovel sales, and very long days for Director of Public Works Tom Koner's roads crew.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, sir, we got GTX.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you could probably cut those guys loose at 4:30. I think they've put in a long day already and certainly a long week, so we can go back at it again tomorrow. Yeah. The weather looks like it'll be pretty warm but freezing, so I'd be prepared for some sloppy, sticky snow.
That's Koner talking to Brian Rankin, his acting roads crew chief. Rankin and his crew had been working for about a week, roughly 12 hours a day, he says, coordinating plows, graders, crew members, removing and hauling snow, and graveling roads. At the time of Koner and Rankin's conversation, snow had begun melting as a warm weather front was moving in, and it was clear that some warmer temperatures and a bit of slush could be a relief to the crew. Koner says the island's recent snowfall was the most he'd seen during his 6 years working as Director of Public Works, and the cleanup for that required all the horsepower they could gather, including some help from other organizations outside the Public Works Department. So
we had three contractors. One contractor, Bering Chai, had two side dumps and three loaders. Moore Recycling had two loaders. And Northern Alaska Contractors had two of those big off-road trucks and one loader. So the total, the contractors had 10 pieces of heavy equipment, in addition to the city's 19 pieces.
But the city and its contractors weren't the only ones putting in extra hours, clearing roads and driveways. A local 12-year-old also stepped up to help keep Unalaskans mobile during the storm. Kingston Corbett is like a lot of kids his age. He's active, enjoys being outside, and often thinks he's a little older than he actually is.
I'm a 12th grader. I'm 12 years old. I'm in 7th grade. I've been here like my whole life, and I love to ride dirt bikes. I love to go outdoors. I love camping, swimming, and I like to play all sports.
But one thing that sets Corbett apart from his peers is his recent business endeavor.
I do snowplow and snow shoveling. We have a snowblower, but it's a plug-in one, so it's kind of a downside to it.
Corbett's mom helped him advertise his snow shoveling business on a local Facebook page. And now he's shoveling and snowblowing on Alaskans' driveways for a going rate of whatever they think is fair, a rate that Corbett says has worked out pretty well for him so far. The snow may be starting to melt now, but Corbett's prepared for the end of this freelance gig, offering babysitting and other odd jobs as well. He says he hopes to eventually save enough money to buy himself a four-wheeler. While Corbett may be out of a plowing job for a little while, according to Koner, there's still plenty of jobs for the Public Works roads crew to take care of.
We're making sure that there's as much snow removed as we can possibly get removed and make sure that that's in an area that when and if it melts in the next week or so, we don't get it flooded. So that's about the best we can do.
Koner says he doesn't anticipate that storm drains will freeze and cause flooding that way, but the crew is prepared with propane torches and excavators to unblock them if need be. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.